I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media. The Illinois House District covering Charleston, Mattoon, and Robinson will be getting a new state representative. Republican Reggie Phillips is stepping down after two terms. Two candidates, one from each party, have stepped up to run for the 110th House District seat. Let's hear now from Democrat Shirley Bell of Mattoon. She says that the long fight over the budget in Springfield inspired her to run.
The budget impasse was a big motivator. 2.5 years without a budget is 2.5 years too long. Eastern lost more than 400 jobs. And out-migration out of Illinois has, I think we've lost 114,000 people in the last 3 years, 37,000 just last year. And certainly the budget impasse had a great deal to do with that, largely because our representatives weren't able to work together to solve the problems of the people, to come up with good solutions for the people.
So as a state representative, would your goal be towards encouraging more working together, more bipartisanship perhaps among the lawmakers?
Absolutely. If legislation is anything, it's a joint project. I would be just one voice among many, and you have to be willing and able to communicate with people from both sides of the aisle, from all sides of the aisle, and work effectively to find solutions for the people.
Well, thinking of the sharp divisions that turned up between the two parties over the last 2 years, what do you think lawmakers should be working for once, if you're elected to the Illinois House, say for the, I guess it'll be for the 2020 budget?
We need to invest in our people again. Illinois, at its best, invests in its people. Pre-K through higher education, we know that pre-K education works. No child, because they come from a lower income area, ought to be denied access to those educational resources that are going to make kindergarten a success, that are going to make the future years a success. We need to fully fund and fully invest in our children and clear through higher education. We have three fine institutions of higher education in this district, Lincoln Trail, Lakeland, and Eastern. But I'm also interested in developing alternative kinds of educational opportunities. I'm interested in developing apprenticeships, public-private partnerships, skills gap, targeted training, which some of our community colleges have done successfully, Lakeland has, so that we actually provide our people with the skills and abilities they need for the jobs that are here in this district.
Well, the budget got passed over the governor's wishes,
right,
and mostly by Democrats with an income tax increase. It's still not quite in balance with the sort of things you'd like to see done in the future in Illinois. How do you find the revenue for it?
Nobody likes paying taxes, but I also believe that we need to fully invest in the services that we've promised our people and that our people rely upon. So future revenue sources certainly may include changes in our tax code. We absolutely need to change our tax code. Illinois is number one on a number of the worst lists that exist. We've been number one as a state that's gone the longest without a budget, and we're number one as the state with the most unfair tax system. And so a progressive tax code is absolutely essential, so that those in the top 1% are paying their fair share. I want to knock Illinois off the first place on those lists and get us back on first place on the good lists with a growing, thriving economy. When we invest in our people, everything grows. Businesses grow. Our farming communities grow.
That's Shirley Bell, who taught communication studies for 19 years at Eastern Illinois University before retiring. She's seeking the Democratic nomination for the Illinois House 110th District. Farmer and businessman Chris Miller of Oakland is seeking the Republican nomination. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.